The Justice and Interior Departments have teamed up to expand a program giving Indian tribes access to crime databases. It's called the TAP program, and it's already in place at 47 tribal locations. With where it's headed and what its goals are, Tracy Tulu, Director of the Office of Tribal Justice at the Justice Department. Mr. Tulu, good to have you on.
Thank you.
Tell us about this program. How does it work?
Well, the Tribal Access Program, or TAP, provides federally recognized tribes with the ability to access and exchange data with national criminal information databases for both civil and criminal purposes. This allows tribes to more effectively serve and protect their communities by ensuring exchange of critical data for various purposes authorized by federal law.
The tribes then have law enforcement agencies of their own?
Most tribes have law enforcement agencies of their own. They receive support from both the Department of Justice and the Department of Interior, and they would look like a police force that, you know, any town or government would have.
But they don't ordinarily have the same access to these databases that, say, the state police in, I don't know, Missouri might have.
Right. Historically, they have not, because they liaison more closely with the federal government. For example, the Department of Justice is usually the prosecutor in cases. Serious crimes are investigated with the assistance of the FBI. So the systems have grown up differently, and states have local law enforcement has access through state access to federal databases. Tribes have had a hard time getting that access because they're different governments. This provides them with the same access that local police would have.
And what do Justice and Interior bring to this, respectively?
Both entities bring resources. The Department of Justice actually has the conduit through which the information flows, because the FBI maintains the federal databases that will be being accessed. We provide both the access and the ability to access the databases through kiosks and software that we provide to the tribes, in addition to training.
And Interior?
Interior provides resources and the ability to set these programs up in some of the law enforcement departments. They operate directly. So some tribal police departments are run specifically by the tribe. Some have greater assistance from the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and it's in those Bureau of Indian Affairs departments that BIA will be overseeing the access. I should add that Bureau of Indian Affairs also is providing access to, not only to law enforcement in some situations, but also to social services, because these terminals can be used to do things like background checks on teachers and bus drivers and things of that sort.
And so there would be a kiosk in some of the tribes. Can they also access the databases just with regular online PCs?
We have software that's available to expand the access. The kiosk is the primary means of accessing the data, but we can provide software that's installed on a specific computer in a protected area that's also password protected. But it can be accessed on an existing computer.
Because regular law enforcement wouldn't use a kiosk, I would imagine.
What the kiosk does is it provides both the computer to access the information, which is really the smaller part of this program, but it also provides a handprint, fingerprint scanner, so they can enter individuals into their correction system or register sex offenders or do background checks on individuals for a variety of different purposes. It also provides cameras that allow us to scan in mug shots and things of that sort. So what it does is it replicates a lot of the resources that might be available in the local police department.
Got it. And just give us a brief description of these databases and how large they are, or what kinds of things they cover, what's in them.
Yeah, they're the full federal database that we would see any federal agency or local law enforcement agency have. So they're administered by CJIS, which is FBI's Criminal Justice Information System. And among the databases they include are the National Crime Information Center database, NCIC, Next Generation Identification, NGI, National Data Exchange, or NDEX, the National Instant Criminal Background Check System for Firearms, NICS, and a number of other databases. But they're the full plan of federal databases.
We're speaking with Tracy Tulu, Director of the Office of Tribal Justice at the Justice Department, and now you're expanding it. I guess you must feel that the first 47 tribal locations to have this have had some success.
Yeah, we think it's been very successful. It really improves public safety on the reservations, both officer safety, and it provides safety for citizens on the reservation through background checks for people who have contact with children. And also it allows tribes to enter in court orders, which could be seen by other law enforcement agencies, like protection orders in domestic violence cases. So it provides some protection for law enforcement outside of Indian Country, too.
And I imagine that at reservations that have casino operations, that would be a useful thing to have because of just the sheer number of people coming in and out of those places and the potential for crime to occur there.
It's helpful to all tribes, regardless of their situation, small tribes, large tribes, tribes with a lot of people coming off and not. They all have needs. It's really useful for tribes who are in isolated areas, too, and many tribes are, and those would not be the tribes with casinos because they haven't had access to databases and the technology that we're providing them.
Is there an average size of tribal law enforcement agencies?
Some of them are quite large. For instance, the Navajo Nation is larger than many states geographically and has over 300,000 members living on the reservation. So that would probably look like a medium-sized to large town or county. Some of them are quite small, but most of them, we're talking about law enforcement agencies, would probably have a couple of dozen officers working for them.
And for the places to which you're going to expand access, do they have to apply? Is there some kind of a competitive system here, or what are the criteria?
Well, there's an application system, and they have to be federally recognized tribes. They have to be carrying on one of the functions that we're covering through the TAP program, so that's law enforcement functions, court functions, or sex offender management functions. So they have to have a need, obviously. They all do. Then we, you know, go through a vetting process. I mean, the goal is to get it out to everybody eventually, but you know, we are pooled resources on this one, and so we're trying to be good stewards of those resources so it will follow a slower process to make sure we get everything right.
And is there a cost to the tribes to obtain this?
No, there's no cost at this point to the tribes to obtain this service.
And on the ongoing basis, I mean, who pays for, say, the communications lines and some of those things, that the ongoing costs of just keeping access open, networking costs?
Currently, and those costs are fairly low, actually, but currently those costs are absorbed by the federal government.
And it sounds like there's pretty good demand on the part of the tribes to have this.
Yeah, so far demand has outstripped our ability to provide it, but we're moving up quickly this next year and the following year, we hope.
And if a tribe does not have it, but say another tribe elsewhere does, can they call on that tribe to say, can you look this up for me and send me the information?
Yeah, we're working with the FBI and the tribes so they have the ability to enter into memorandums of understanding so they can get that data. Keeping in mind this is criminal information data that needs to be protected. But yeah, we're working on those eventualities.
And what's your timeline for the next round of rollouts?
Well, we'll be rolling out an additional 25 to sites funded directly by the Department of Justice over the next fiscal year, and BIA will be rolling out, I believe, 28 additional kiosks for coverage. So we're going to essentially double the program over the next fiscal year.
Tracy Tulu is Director of the Office of Tribal Justice at the Justice Department. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much.
We'll post this interview along with a link to more information at federalnewsnetwork.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to the Federal Drive at iTunes or Podcast One.